The show was an undeniable success, but no album ever appeared. The master tapes made that night went missing and have never been found. Some have suggested they were confiscated by the FBI. It's also possible they were mislabeled and disappeared in the chaos and discord of the time period. Or they could be decaying in an attic somewhere, long forgotten. Only a grainy multi-generation cassette of the show has ever surfaced, but it captures the raw power of the band. As 1971 arrives, the Panther Party leadership is in chaos. Bobby Seale is still in prison in New Haven. Eldridge Cleaver, the Minister of Information, has fled to Algeria to escape an attempted murder charge on an Oakland cop. In a CBS interview with reporter Mike Wallace, Cleaver makes his feelings about violence against authority figures abundantly clear.
When the American people hear that you want to shoot your way into the United States Senate, take off the head of a senator.
And take off the head of Richard Nixon, you see?
Well, what does that mean? This is rhetoric?
This is not rhetoric.
In February of 71, Cleaver and Huey Newton appear on the live TV show AM San Francisco. Newton is recently out of prison after serving almost 2 years for manslaughter, and a serious falling out has been growing between the men. Now it's coming to a head. For this interview, though, neither one is actually in the studio. The show is broadcasting a live phone call. When AM San Francisco booked these men, the producers expected things might get heated. And they were right.
We've got lots of things coming up here on AM this morning. Lots of things that you'll like to see, and we're looking forward to them, too, right here on AM.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, you got the bombshell this morning. Well, it's very embarrassing for me. So I'm warning you now, or notifying you, that the intercommunal section, you hear?
Yeah.
The intercommunal section is expelled.
That's not the best way to deal with that.
Well, this is the way I'm going to deal with it.
Well, then I think you're a mad man too, brother.
But I'm not a coward like you, brother, because you run off to get a little Bobby Hutton killed. But I stay here and face the gas, you see? So you're a coward and you're a punk, you understand?
I think you've lost your ability to reason, brother.
Hey, brother. You heard when I call you, that's what I feel about you now.
So what you just heard was two of the leaders of the Black Panther Party firing each other from the Black Panther Party on live TV.